Good morning, everybody. I'll call to order the regularly scheduled Board of Supervisors meeting for this Tuesday, September 11, 2018. And we'll start, as we always start, with the Pledge of Allegiance. But I would ask if, as we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, we take just a moment before we start the pledge just to remember 9/11/2001 and the impact that that had on all of us everywhere.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, thank you again and good morning. We'll start, as we always start, with public comment number one. This is an opportunity for members of the public to comment on items on today's agenda or really anything you'd like to comment on. Anybody wishing to do so, come right on up to the microphone. And seeing no one coming to the microphone, we'll move on. So our next two items, two separate items, but they kind of go together. And Brenda, how about if we have you and Dan, are you coming up for this or just going to start with Brenda? Okay.
Morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm feeling a little lonely. John was supposed to be with me today, but he is under the weather.
Oh, no.
So I'll take the lead on this. So I know there's been quite a bit of chatter about the fact that we are moving four projects through the state process at the Iowa Economic Development Authority. That in itself is very exciting news. What makes it even more exciting is the fact that the development's occurring in four different Story County communities. And so to be able to see, not just in one particular area of the county, but really all four corners have projects going and happen to be going here all at the same time later this month. So they'll actually be in front of the Iowa Economic Development Board on September 21st. So we're waiting patiently. That's an important milestone for us to move these projects through. Two of the projects are of the nature that they need some special infrastructure consideration. One of the ways that we're looking to support these projects is we're going to need some road improvements made to support the projects in Nevada and Story City. And the Department of Transportation has a program really designed to support immediate job opportunities and capital investment. And so that's really the purpose of our discussion today, is to talk with you about those two projects and request some assistance, perhaps on a couple different fronts, but really hopefully some resolutions of support today. Those applications, actually, as soon as we wrap up today, those applications will be going to the DOT. They were actually due yesterday, but we've put those off till today. And we actually have both, we have three of our communities here today. So we have Story City, Huxley, and Nevada here. The project in Huxley actually does not require road improvement, but we're very excited about that new company that's being proposed for Huxley. So I think we should start with Burke, the Burke project in Nevada. And we have Matt, the city manager here, to talk about that project and also some representatives from the company. So I'd like to have them come forward.
Yeah, so before they come, let's just make sure that we, so let's view this as the overview of what our conversation is going to be today. So the first question I have, and Dan, maybe more for you, have we ever had four projects in front of the state at one time? I understand that this would definitely be the first time we've had four from four different communities in Ames, but is your time if we had four?
Well, good morning. No. In fact, I told the AADC Board of Directors a couple weeks ago when we met and we outlined the four projects. I said, please don't get accustomed to this. We don't want this to be the expectation. It's really unique. It's unique in and of itself that there's four projects in Story County. It's even more unique and gratifying that it's in four different communities. I don't think we could script it any better than that. So Brenda mentioned the company in Huxley is called AutoMed. They're going into an existing building in Blue Sky Commons. Of course, we're going to talk about Burke here in a moment. We'll talk about EB in Story City. And then 3M is doing a very sizable expansion in Ames inside their existing facility.
Could I interrupt for just
sure.
a minute here? On our agenda today is a request for a resolution for Nevada and a request for a resolution for Story City, mm-hmm. okay? I would like to make sure that we stay to what we're discussing today. I was excited to see that we just had the two resolutions on here and that the chatter that's been going on behind the scenes about developing some kind of assistance program was left off of this. So I appreciate the information being provided by the AADC staff today. I just would request that we focus and we stay right there.
Exactly, and that's exactly where we're headed for us. Okay. But in order to have the full conversation, I believe it's important to get the context that all this is happening in. So you're 100% right that we're dealing with two resolutions of support that don't even go down the road of talking about more than we're supportive of the projects.
Correct.
What that support might look like, that's a conversation for down the road. But it is really important, Loris, that we understand that this conversation, they don't occur by themselves. It's part of an overall conversation of things that are happening, and that's the reason that I thought it was so important for Brenda and Dan to lay the groundwork for us of everything that's going on as we consider these two resolutions, and then depending on the outcome of those resolutions, down the road, consider other things that may or may not come. Marty, do you have any questions?
You only have to look at the agendas on the Ames City Council. This is before then today. You only have to look at the agendas of Huxley. This is before then today. And Nevada spoke to one of these components here last night. We are taking our turn at it. This is a conversation that has begun.
I would like to
think that we have the ability just to be informed, as this has been quietly going on behind the scenes. Now we bring it to the public forum, that we have the ability to educate ourselves and the public at the same time. I don't think we're disturbed by hearing what we're hearing.
Okay. I just want to point out, too, that, you know, part of a reason for an agenda is not only to keep us all in control, it's to let the public know what's being discussed. So
sure.
from general terms about
we,
the environment is fine, but to discuss any kind of details about any kind of support would
be I couldn't disagree more. If we ever get into a situation, Loris, where we're considering items, where we're making decisions based on information, then 100% you are right on the money, needs to be on the agenda. But when we talk about everything that's happening that factors into any decision we might make, because we don't make decisions in a vacuum. We make decisions based on a lot of different information that comes at us. And it's really interesting to me that you're going to choose today to push back against good things that are happening and us talking about good things that are happening in the context of how they impact decisions that we're going to talk about today. Anything further before we move on to the presentation?
Just that I think it's a little misinterpretation about what you say I'm doing
today. I think it's pretty clear.
I don't think so. But let's go back to this.
All right. Anything further before we move on to Burke?
So I think Matt Martison and Chad Brandick are here to talk about the project. This one's complex.
Yeah, absolutely.
What you're going to hear from them is it's sizable. It's enormous. It's a very large capital investment, very large number of new job employment opportunities, career opportunities. And so there's a lot of pieces. Today is one piece. There's federal, there's state, there's local times two, there's community college. There's a whole litany of things that are coming together or need to come together for the company, and they'll talk about this, for the company to choose this location versus someplace else.
Absolutely.
So with that, Matt, Chad, please.
Absolutely. And while you guys are part, congratulations on everything you've got moving right now. And this is a fun conversation to have with a lot of moving parts. Welcome.
Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning.
Hi. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for allowing us to come. What I would really like to do is just kind of give you a brief, quick overview of what happened last night at the Nevada City Council meeting. And then we're going to turn it over to Chad and Chad will give you a highlight of what he presented to the council last night, because I feel it's very important that you understand from the bird perspective of what's going on, and then we can come back with any questions. So at last night's meeting, the Atlanta City Council did approve a resolution of support for this project, unanimous vote. Quite frankly, without stealing all of Chad's thunder, it was very complex. This is something we've been working on for about 5 months. The biggest component that the city is battling, quite frankly, is the wastewater treatment facility, and we're still going to work through that. Not everything in the resolution is quite worked out yet, but it's on the path to getting worked out. So there's a lot of questions that we're going to have to answer from the city in cooperation with work, and we've partnered together to make this happen in Nevada. The one thing, though, I am going to say real quick, without the consideration of Ames tonight at their meeting, this project would not have been possible, quite frankly. So I have to say thank you to them, because even though they haven't officially agreed to that, they've been willing to actually partner with us in a way that I don't know that it's ever been done before. So in the interim of this project, we wouldn't have been able to accept it until our wastewater treatment agreement was, or our wastewater treatment facility was completed, which it would have been 2023. Their willingness to even consider taking some of that waste actually made the city of Nevada a viable location for this project. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Chad and let him give his presentation. And then if you have questions for me at the end, we'll go from there.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity. My name is Chad Randick. I'm the president of Burke Organization. I've been the president now for 3 years. As Matt alluded to, I certainly want to thank many, many individuals, the city, the state, city engineers, city attorneys. As Matt mentioned, this project could have stalled and or been canceled in a number of different aspects along the way, but through cooperation and collaboration, we've been able to continue, and I'm proud to be in front of the County Board of Supervisors today to let you know that Nevada is a finalist for this project. A little bit of background on the Burke organization. Burke was purchased by Hormel Foods in 2007. Great acquisition for the Hormel company. But it also requires a different level of approvals now that we're dealing with a company of that size. I'm here on behalf of the Nevada site. I want to make it clear that I want to see nothing more than Nevada be chosen as the site for this proposed expansion. But I also need to be upfront and honest that Hormel has 35 locations domestically, and at every point in time when we look at and review any type of expansion, we look at all 35 locations. And so if you may, I've got a couple of different boards that might help us walk through what we're thinking of doing.
Understand.
And I don't know if it's easier to sit or stand, or can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we'll be able to hear you. Okay. That little square microphone picks
okay.
up pretty well.
So I'm gonna just point out some areas on here and then put it down to the floor. I'm gonna kind of be referencing two different diagrams, but this is the Burke Corporation and the Burke lot. We own roughly 21 acres of property in Nevada. Roughly 7 acres is currently developed. So what we're going to be talking about is this 14 acres. Again, we're going to leave some green space. We're not, but consuming it all. But we're going to be talking about this 14 acres for this proposed expansion. And so
for anybody who's trying to figure out how this all fits, our justice center, the county's justice center, is just to the northwest, kind of catty corner to the northwest from this site.
Correct. And so, again, we are in still the exploratory phases, so I apologize for the crudeness of this diagram. But what we'd be looking to do is, again, this is the plant that's down here. Now, this is slightly, this is inverted. But the expansion would go into that open area. We'd be talking about around 200,000 square feet which would virtually double the size of our industrial footprint now. We would attach the two buildings through our freezer and have the plant flow in virtually the same way that our current plant flows, meaning we bring in raw materials here. That's the west side. This is north here. All raw materials come in from the west, furnishing both plants with those materials. Product would be produced, frozen, packaged, and ship out of the east side. You know, currently, we ship from here. We'd be shipping out two locations here. Roughly 200,000 square feet. Early estimates on financial commitment from the company is in the $150 million range. And we anticipate this project bringing approximately 210 new jobs to the area. We currently employ 350 jobs. We are the largest employer in the city of Nevada, so that 210 would be in addition to our current staffing. A couple of the asks, frankly, as to why we're here, a couple of infrastructure improvements a number of them we're dealing with the city on. I won't bore you with those details. But a couple of them that will require some additional funding, and I'm going to bounce back and forth a little bit. This entrance here is 17th Street, this existing road.
Okay.
So we've got a resolution in front of the city to vacate that. We received, call it conditional approval. I'm not sure what the political jargon is, but last night we got approval. So there's no change to that. However, we are asking to install an additional entrance up our plat here, and this will accomplish a number of things. Number one, it'll allow us from a safety perspective to separate our truck traffic from our team member traffic. Mm-hmm. Number two, it'll alleviate congestion coming off of 19th Street is right here. This is D Avenue. It'll alleviate traffic and congestion because if we've got trucks waiting to make that left-hand turn, you know, not knowing how that might affect this intersection and other neighboring businesses, we believe that's the right thing to do. And then coming down, we got one more entrance that we're asking for. This entrance is here already. These two are here. We're asking for another entrance be cut up here, which is this entrance. And again, we're going to separate that out. We won't have any team member traffic coming in and out of that area, but that will be for our trucks delivering raw materials to this side of the plant. As well as we'll have some load out here with some grease that we have to deal with that we don't send down the wastewater stream. The last piece would be, this is D Avenue here, South D. This is currently a gravel road. And as we look at this flow and the size and the scope and the team members and the flow of team member traffic, truck traffic, as well as taking into consideration the community and the city aspect, we firmly believe that paving D Avenue, I mean, that ends right into our plant, but there's some other neighboring business, Mid-America Manufacturing and Hertz Farm Management is down here as well. We believe that paving D Avenue will allow a number of options for this entire traffic pattern to come together and to alleviate some potential concerns that might be created by developing this.
Mm-hmm. Two.
Okay.
So that would get paved all the way over to 11th.
Yes.
Yes, South 11th.
And Matt talked to us about the traffic on 19th Street. Is it are we going to require a stoplight or anything out there on 19th Street?
The 19th Street, currently we are in the process of evaluating it for a stop sign, but due to this plan expansion, we're actually going to take a step back and see if we're flirting with that line of a stoplight. So we're going to do a traffic study to see if, especially the B Avenue and 19th, which is the Casey's and McDonald's corner, that traffic count is very high already, so that might qualify for a stoplight. So part of the money that we're trying to obtain from that RISE grant will be to pay for South D Avenue, and to make sure that we are doing the traffic study, and if there's any other improvements we need to incorporate from the city to make that flow better. The truck traffic will about double, I believe, so we want to make sure that that flows. And we all know that, especially those that area down there at about 3:30 to about 5 o'clock is really congested. Yeah. So we're going to look at some of the ways that we can improve that as part of that RISE money.
And Matt, all of the streets that you're talking about and improvements are all within the incorporated limits of Nevada, correct?
Correct. Okay. Yes.
What can you tell us, the 210 jobs that you estimate would be created, what can you tell us about the wages with those 210 jobs, kind of the ranges that those would fall in?
Yeah, so our starting wage is north of $6.50 an hour, and we anticipate 52 of those jobs qualifying for the high quality jobs measurement.
Say that again.
$16.50.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. $16.50 an hour is our starting wage at our entry level, with 52 of those jobs qualifying under the high quality jobs program.
Okay. Which means there are, what, high-quality jobs is somewhere 22?
2185, yeah. And there will be some additional management staff as well that will be involved with this expansion.
Super. Well, I guess, first of all, I would say, wow, what a great concept, and we're so appreciative that Nevada and Story County is a finalist for something like this. Matt, I'm sure that a few months ago, you didn't think this was something you were gonna have to be dealing with. It's exciting that you are. And then I would just say this. So I was grilling steaks yesterday next to Mayor Hala, the mayor of Ames, and we talked a little about this. And you rightly point out Ames' willingness to at least consider the possibility of handling some of the wastewater on a temporary basis while Nevada shores up some of their systems. He felt really good about where that conversation would go tonight. We'll see when it gets to the city council. But it's a conversation, I'll look to Dan, it's a conversation that probably we couldn't even have had a few years ago. So that's really, really encouraging as well.
Yeah, this project has had its bumps in the road from the wastewater the wastewater treatment side, but I feel pretty confident we've worked through those and we will continue to work through those. And their willingness to at least hear it makes this a possibility for us now rather than waiting 5 more years. So we do appreciate that.
Outstanding. Questions, Morris?
I keep a little checklist kind of about what would be something that we would endorse. This is the first time we've been asked, but it's been asked over the years. And this project meets every one of them, of my own internals, with flying colors, with the exception of one that is more of a concern or preference of mine. I guess it's a concern from the standpoint that you are a very large company, very, very large. In fact, I did a little quick research last night, and you're on target to disburse $1 billion to your investors this year. That's after you pay all your bills internationally, et cetera, okay? And so it's my understanding that part of this package is a demand for 10 years, 100% tax abatement. And of course, that affects not only the city of Nevada, who can or can't give it away, but it's up to the Nevada Community School District to decide if they want to make a statement on it. But for me, it's a concern that it's more than would be the typical giving away of monies that would come to Story County coffers. So can you address the tax abatement situation?
I can't see Chad. I know he's about to speak, but I looked at that last night. Thank you, Chad.
I'll try to address this. I'll be honest with you. A 10-year, 100% tax abatement has put some limitations on future development, but one of the arguments that I can make to this is with the ability to use roughly about 1.5, and that's a rough estimate at this point, paving the road, doing some infrastructure that at 19th, South 19th and B Avenue, that justification does more for our community in that area than just the project. So it's not as if we're not getting anything for the 10 years, 100% tax abatement. We're actually getting a road paved. We're getting some intersection improvements that we know of. The other thing that's a huge issue in addition to this is it allows the city of Nevada an opportunity for a housing market, and that's the struggle that we're going to have, and quite frankly, that's my next big project, is trying to figure out the housing. So this growth, yes, we're doing some tax abatement for the project, but the opportunity that this growth provides to this community, we wouldn't see without it. Mr. Culhane and I have had numerous conversations about it, and quite frankly, that was our competition's, I guess, offering, if you will, and to be in the running for the project, we had to be there. And I understand the concern, and I've had several of the council members ask me that same question, but it's not as if we're not getting something back in return that isn't going to cost the taxpayers of this county for those improvements. So with that, I'm pretty comfortable that we're going to see some investment back into our community that offers out to everybody that's in that area over there, mm-hmm. with the traffic flow and with that new road. So I don't know if you can accept that answer, but I keep telling myself it is bettering that area down there to a point where the future growth to come from this far outweighs, in my opinion, what we're giving for the abatement.
And on the positive side, if you will, of this issue, okay, because now is that it's my understanding that there's not going to be required any more services from Story County. And so in other words, we may be giving up tax revenue, but we're also not going to be having to add additional deputies as a result of this. So it's not a secondary road. So we're not really taxing the county expenditures anymore, taxing used as in the broader term, as opposed to assessor tax. So that was what I kind of weighed out about, well, all right, we're not getting revenue as a county, but conversely, it's not costing us anything for this particular project, because everything's internal.
And I'd be careful about anything,
okay.
Because anytime you add 210 jobs and those that are going to live here, or even those that are going to just drive in and out every day, it is going to require, now whether it requires directly more from us, I would be careful about anything. The other thing that this whole idea of the 10-year 100% abatement, I really appreciate the way Matt spells it out, that there's more than just the taxes associated with Burke that we're talking about impacting the community. But the second thing to remember is in year 11, if we don't get this project in year 11, in essence,
zero.
You've got zero.
Mm-hmm.
If you do get this project, you've got an asset, another $150+ million that all of a sudden rolls onto the tax rolls. And one thing that I kind of smile when I think of this, Laura, you're starting to recognize that in government, 10 years is not that long. It's, you know, I know it drives you nuts, but 10 years is not that long a window to take a look at. So I appreciate the questions, and I think you're right on the money how you're looking at this, and I appreciate that they tend to check most of your boxes. So, Marty.
I appreciated the presentation last night at the Nevada City Council. I was pleased to see that they had very little heartburn. I'm sure that they've had a chance to work through this, do the rough and tough on it to get to the point that it was a clear, easy yes. It turns to us to decide what we want to do, where we want to be. I'll speak from a dated knowledge base. Don't worry about the schools as far as depriving them of any revenues. It's like a 100% TIF zone that goes away in year 11. They don't lose anything because they didn't gain anything, but they would probably likely have the influx of people that work here. A portion of that workforce will probably bring kids, and state aid follows the kids.
That's right.
Don't worry about schools. That's a non-starter. We saw the run-up of Mid-States here. One of the asks they had of the city was to pave South D. As this is something that dovetails very nicely, this is something that actually you're helping, it's not just a Burke help. It's as you're watching that construction process, when you go to and from the Justice Center there on South B and down South 11, this is going to be a benefit to them, because that is we're fortunate to have kept them in the Nevada area. We are pleased that they are doing what they're doing. They need this as well, so this is not just a Hormel Burke issue. I think that on a community county sightline, the 10-year abatement is something that the marker was set in water. I guess it's a non-starter for us to even get to the point to ask anybody, the city of Nevada, the county, or anybody else, if we don't match that. I think you've heard 35 sites. I think they're all probably competitive, maybe not all equal. But if that is the ask, that is either you're all in or you're not, or you're watching it happen.
The other thing I'm weighing, or I weighed in this, okay, I think this is better for thought over the weekend, in this whole thing, is the fact that I didn't know that there were 35 sites, okay, in competition. But I did know that there were other sites in competition. So I've already pointed out about you being a big company and having less money. But the other side of it is that this is a very complex situation. And the fact that Hormel slash Burke or Burke slash Hormel, whatever you prefer, Chad, okay, is that there are willingness to make compromises. There are willingness to take a look at, for a few years, not the ideal situation to deal with wastewater. But you're still saying that we're one of the finalists. So I just want... some of this is thinking out loud. Some of this is leaving for the record about why this may be that type of opportunity that I had indicated 6 months ago when we were discussing a little bit about tax abatements, credits, et cetera, is that this it seems to be that kind of opportunity. And so I just want you to know that.
Thank you.
Good. I appreciate your thought process on all of this. Any other questions? Or anything else that we need to hear before we move on to consideration of the resolution? Anything you guys want to add before we move on to consideration of the resolution?
No, sir.
Brenda, Dan, anything else before we move on to consideration of the resolution?
There is just one other thing I'd like to make note of for the record. So Chad alluded to the high quality of the jobs being created in the large number. But I've been in the business 20 years, done a lot of applications. I actually did the workforce part of their application. And their benefits, their profit sharing, their stock options, their gym opportunities, we would be remiss to not acknowledge the hidden paycheck that comes along with the 210 jobs that are going to be created as a result of this project.
Absolutely, and I really appreciate that. And just so that I've kind of got the numbers right in my head, it's somewhere between a third and a quarter of these jobs that are going to qualify, meaning they're greater than 2285 an hour or greater, and the rest of them are still going to be north of $16.50 an hour, somewhere in that $16.50 to $22 an hour range.
Correct. And Brenda's got the sheet there. We've got the starting wages, the way we've been discussing the wages with the state of Iowa and their Economic Development Authority. We're looking at that three-year number. But, yes, so I could get you exact specifics.
Yeah.
Yes. And
Brenda, can I just maybe just read from this so I clarify any? On
the low end starting, it's $16.27 on day one, but the three-year number is actually $17.62.
Okay.
And that is what the state of Iowa looks at for the high-quality jobs. How many jobs after 36 months of starting will meet that threshold? And so, correct.
But even on day one, we're still above
day one is $16.27, but yeah, day three, that's $16.50. I apologize for just using that number. Becomes $17.62.
Okay. Outstanding. Anything?
No, I had the opportunity to hear it last night. I stand here and support it. Anybody wants to hear a motion, I'll give it.
Yeah, let me do this, though. Let me, for the record, get this read in so that we're all on the same page. This is Resolution 1931. This is a resolution supporting City of Nevada's immediate Opportunity Rise Grant application for Burke Corporation Project Improvements. Whereas Burke Corporation, in partnership with the City of Nevada, is pursuing expansion that would significantly increase their footprint at their Nevada, Iowa facility, create several hundred jobs, and require a significant capital investment. And whereas Burke Corporation, a wholly owned subsidiary of Hormel Foods, is an exemplary corporate citizen who employs hundreds of Story County residents, thereby providing ongoing opportunities for investment and innovation that in turn enhances the economics of the entire state of Iowa. And whereas
The Burke expansion will involve construction of streets and utilities to serve the new and existing site, and whereas the infrastructure improvements included in the RISE grant application will serve the public good of the City of Nevada, and whereas as part of the expansion, the City of Nevada is submitting an immediate opportunity RISE grant application to the Iowa Department of Transportation for the necessary transportation infrastructure improvements tied to the project, and whereas Burke Corporation has established their headquarters in Nevada and is the city's largest employer, and whereas the proposed expansion will add 210 jobs within 3 years of the improvements being made and will require a capital investment of $150 million, and whereas the Iowa Economic Development Authority has intent to significantly invest in the proposed expansion, and the U.S. Economic Development Administration is considering a significant investment as well, and whereas the immediate opportunity RISE grant is essential to the continued expansion of Burke Corporation and to the economic vitality of this industrial and commercial center in Nevada, and whereas the existing roadways involved in this project are currently dedicated to public use, and whereas all roadways to be considered or improved by this project will be dedicated to public use, and whereas the City of Nevada is currently negotiating a development agreement with Hormel Foods / Burke Corporation and will not sign an agreement with the IDOT, Iowa Department of Transportation, for the RISE grant until an acceptable development agreement is finalized with Hormel Burke, and now, therefore, be it resolved by the Story County Board of Supervisors of Story County, Iowa, that the Story County Board of Supervisors endorses the project as described above, and be it resolved that the board chair is directed to sign this resolution and staff is directed to assess mechanisms for the county to assist in such financial assistance programs and processes going forward, and be it resolved that the City of Nevada will assume jurisdictional responsibility for the new and improved roadways funded by this grant, and that all such roadways will be adequately maintained by the city, adopted this 11th day of September 2018. Questions, comments, or a motion?
Any comments? Because I'll make the motion.
I do have some comments. They have to do with some wording. Okay. Going down near the bottom, my biggest concern is the second to the last. Oh, sorry, it's the first. Be it resolved.
Yep.
So second to last.
Be it resolved that the board chair is directed to sign this resolution, and staff is directed to assess mechanisms for the county to assist in such financial assistance programs and processes going forward.
I just want to emphasize here that all we are doing with this is saying is that staff will look at possible ways to assist in financial assistance. This is not a promise, because we haven't discussed a promise about any type of financial assistance. So I want to emphasize that, and let me ask you, my two fellow board members, do you think we need to add another clause saying if we so decide in the future or whatever? Are you fine with how that goes?
I'm fine without it. I mean, clearly, whatever staff would assess would have to come back to the Board of Supervisors for us to make any determination, and this clearly does not commit us to anything. If we pass this, it just says, hey, we're in full support, and we're going to look at ways that we can possibly monetize that support.
Okay.
Fair?
Okay, that's fair.
Yep.
The resolution speaks for itself. We are just engaging staff to go do their research, come back to us. It will be addressed here. There's no dollars
okay.
involved today.
Super.
I make a motion.
I had another
one. More.
Okay.
One more, Marty.
All right.
Okay. So I'm going to go up to the second paragraph. And it talks about is an exemplary corporate citizen. And I'm going to make this in conjunction with the other application here that describes the other, the Story City one, the applicant is a model corporate citizen. Those are pretty subjective terms, and maybe we could just delete the phraseology from this and just talk about, I mean, it's clear you employ hundreds, et cetera, and that would all stay in. But I'm uncomfortable with us starting to assign adjectives to companies like that, because we don't have a definition
and I,
of that.
And I appreciate your discomfort, and from my perspective, and then we'll get Marty, I think they are an exemplary corporate citizen or a model corporate citizen, and we're thrilled to have them here. And so I feel pretty strongly that that underscores why we're offering this resolution of support. Why would we do it if they weren't a great corporate citizen for us here locally? And Morris, let me just say, I understand where you're coming from, and if that's a deal breaker for you, then I'm willing to move ahead with it as a deal breaker for you, but I think it's important that it stays in there. Marty, I don't know what you think.
No, I have no qualms. I'm not assigning any human characteristics to Burke/Hormel. Resolution, as I read through it, and I read through it, I have no discomfort with its language. I'm not looking to parse anything. I'm not that guy. I think it's very plain on its face. I accept it as it's written. And if that's your only concern, I'm ready to make a motion.
Let's make sure that Morris is we need to keep talking about this.
All right. Let's see. It is not a big enough of concern for me, honestly, to say no. All right. It's something I would like in future as we deal with these types of things going forward, if the possibility of staff can take a look at how there might be other ways to frame it that would be more in reference to us, like in good standing on taxes or something. But anyway, it's not a deal breaker for me.
Okay. Good. Anything further, Morris?
None. I'm good. I'm done.
Okay. Marty, now you're on.
I move consideration of the RISE grant application resolution 1931 in support of the City of Nevada as presented today.
I will second.
We have a motion and a second. Further discussion?
None.
You guys did a great job. Thank you for coming. Thank you for the consideration. I'm thanking you on behalf for your company, the consideration. I know that you got a lot of different choices and there's lots of moving parts. Really, really appreciate the consideration you're giving to Nevada and Story County for what I think would be an outstanding project.
You're welcome. We're proud to be in Nevada, and thank you for this opportunity.
Absolutely. Anything further?
No.
Chitty?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Resolution 1931, supporting the City of Nevada's immediate opportunity RISE grant application is hereby adopted by the board.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man.
Moving on, same vein, now let's consider a RISE grant for, this is 1932, for the City of Story City.
Well, who would ever guess we have two of these to talk about in one day? So joining us today to talk in more detail about the EV expansion is Mark Jackson. Mark?
Yeah.
Not Mark Jackson.
The taller version.
Yeah.
Come on up, Mark. I kept the chair warm for you.
Good morning, Mark.
Mark, thank you so much for being here today.
Do you want the board back up, Marty?
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Mark Jackson, the city administrator in Story City, and just kind of a brief overview. And it shouldn't take as long as the Nevada one did, I hope, because it's pretty straightforward. But EV Manufacturing is proposing to do a major expansion of their facility in Story City. This is a third-generation family-owned business, a company with us. They're headquartered in Blue Ball, Pennsylvania. They also have a facility in Columbus, Ohio, or just outside of Columbus, Ohio. They came to Story City in approximately 2004, 2005. What they're proposing to do is they are expanding their existing facility by 41,000 square feet. They're also building a separate facility of somewhere between 12 and 16,000 square feet. Their current employment base is 97 jobs. They propose to create 67 additional jobs. Their investment for this project is approximately $7.2 million. And our RISE grant application actually changed on Friday, made it a lot, thank God. Well, I mean, it was fine either way. But it made it, believe me, they didn't land on where that second building was going to be until Friday afternoon.
Right.
And so the original intent was they were looking at either locating this facility at the southeast corner of their property or at the northeast corner of this property. So at the northeast corner is where EB Drive and Austed Avenue are. The southeast corner would be down where Rich Olive Street is, which would mean we would have had to extend that street from EB Drive all the way down south to Rich Olive Street. And so what they're doing is they've decided to locate it at the northeast corner. So all we have to do is extend Austed Avenue by approximately 350 feet, which is good. So our RISE application, the total cost of the project is approximately $336,000. But of that, a little over $215,000 is what's considered RISE eligible. So our grant application to the Department of Transportation is for approximately a little over $172,000. Our 20% match of that's a little over $43,000. The rest of it is we've decided to extend the water main and loop that system in.
Perfect. So request of a letter of support just in support of your application.
Correct.
Before Iowa for the RISE grant. Questions for Mark or Brenda on this project?
No, and I appreciate you coming in to kind of, I think, individually give us all kind of a preview of it, because it gives time to think a little bit about some of these. And this did meet all of my checklist, okay, for that. So I just really don't have any questions for you. Let's talk about the tax abatement, just since I asked about the last one, but it's a standard.
Ours is a standard tax abatement, 75%, and decreases 15% each year. So it's over a five-year period.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And do you have the numbers on the 64 jobs, kind of the pay scale of those 64 jobs?
That's for this morning.
Generally.
It's 67. Now they added
67.
Now it's 67. 64. But
all of our projects have been interesting in terms of jobs. But what I would tell you is of that 67, 22 are above the wage threshold for the state. So again, a very similar neighborhood in terms of wages, $16 to $18 an hour for depending on welder or receiving or service technicians. But I would note that 22 do meet.
So again, about a third.
Yes, and again, I looking at the benefit packages of both of these companies, it's been a lot of years and a number of applications that I've only. It's interesting, if you don't meet the criteria in terms of your health insurance and the percentages you're paying on your health insurance, you need to dig into the benefit packages a lot more. Both of these projects are paying enough that all we had to really look at was the percentages they pay of their folks' health insurance plans for both individuals and families. And again, that's a real testament to both of these companies in terms of their commitment to their people.
Outstanding. Marty, questions?
No, I just quick math here is that we just had the first part of our conversation today at our meeting, weekly meeting, is we're talking about 277 new jobs in the county. Mark's story here, as he brings it to us on behalf of the city, is a pretty special one. They made a host the welding component for the DMAC program that I think it would be well for somebody to speak to DMAC as far as expanding it, because they only have one section here. Almaco only needs welders. You're going to need welders up there. I think it's only a matter of time before they name a street after you up there, Mark. So you're going to be right next to Rich Olive.
Well, there's a lot of people that want to drive over me, Marty, so that might be appropriate.
That would be your story. But, no, I think this is just pretty – I would turn to Laura, and it's just like, are you okay with the language here? So I'd like to –
Since we've already had the discussion. Okay, I'm okay with it.
And actually, in answer to that question, you know, when I was – massaging, wordsmithing this word, I spent a lot of time looking at that particular word, and I would not have included that word had I not thought that, because I've got some citizens and I've got some companies that I would not use that word or that paragraph with, but EB, I can sit here and tell you I would. And and I would say for Story City, there's a real emotional attachment with EB because it is family owned and we know the family. And it's probably outside of the, when Pella came there, it was our first company over there. And they are involved and committed and live there. And so I understand what you're saying. And I wouldn't have included in there if I didn't believe it.
And I suspect the other also. I'm familiar with Burke's long history of community involvement.
And then one last quick thing is that we want to think, and I think Matt would probably agree, that, that Brenda has been, Ames EDC, tremendous help on this. Brenda really did a lot of work, legwork, especially with the grant that went to the Economic Development Authority or whatever their name is. So a real special thanks to Brenda for all her work she did for us. It was truly invaluable.
Yeah, well, I think it's right to note, and even single out Brenda, but also right to include the entire team at the AEDC.
Yes.
And Mark, you were part of the conversation 5 or 6 years ago when we were talking about how do we start to pull the whole county together on economic development opportunities. And this is a demonstration of one of the benefits. The other thing I want to go back to is, Marty just rightly pointed out that we're approaching 300 jobs with these two projects. But when you think of all four projects, it's actually a number between 400 and 500 jobs. And just to put that in context, we're talking about four projects approaching 500 jobs before Iowa, coming up on September 21st, from 2000 to 2010. In all of Story County, over 10 years, we added 500 private sector jobs, and now we're talking about doing that in 1 month. Projects talking about doing that in 1 month is pretty spectacular. Anything further before we consider the resolution?
None.
All right, resolution 1932, resolution supporting immediate opportunity rise grant application for MHEB, City of Story City, Iowa, whereas MHEB, in partnership with the City of Story City, is pursuing expansion that would significantly increase their facility and employment base in Story City, Iowa, and whereas EB is a model corporate citizen with approximately 100 employees and property valuation of nearly $2.3 million that in turn enhances the economy of Story County, and whereas EB expansion will involve the extension of Austed Avenue, and whereas, as part of the expansion, the City of Story City will be submitting an immediate opportunity rise grant application to the Iowa Department of Transportation for the necessary transportation infrastructure improvements tied to the project, and whereas, the infrastructure improvements included on the rise grant application will require a local public investment, and whereas, the proposed expansion will add 64 jobs within 3 years of the improvements being made and will require a capital investment of $7.2 million. And whereas, an application has been submitted to the Iowa Economic Development Authority for financing incentives related to the expansion, and whereas, the immediate opportunity rise grant is essential to the continued expansion of EB and to the economic vitality of the industrial area in Story City and Story County, and whereas, the existing roadways involved in this project are currently dedicated to public use, and whereas all roadways to be constructed or improved by this project will be dedicated to public use, and now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Supervisors of Story County, Iowa, that the Story County Board of Supervisors endorses the project as described above, and be it resolved that the Board Chair is directed to sign this resolution, and Economic Development staff is directed to submit this document as part of the immediate opportunity rise grant application to the Iowa Department of Transportation. Questions, comments, or a motion?
I move that we approve resolution 1932 as presented.
Second.
We've got a motion and a second. Further discussion? Mark, Brenda, anything to add? Dan, anything else? Super. Olson?
Aye.
Chitty?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye.
Thank
resolution
you.
1932 passes. Thank you, guys. Good job.
Thank you, guys.
Need to note that John Haldeman from the City of Huxley is here as well. John, we appreciate you being here in support of these projects and everything you're doing in Huxley, and to everybody else who came as part of this. Thank you very much for being here.
I would just like to note something that Dan Cohen said to me many years ago, I guess several years ago. It's good. When I was writing as a journalist about economic development, and Dan said to me that it's your existing companies where you're going to get your most growth from. That's why you need to pay attention to them, keep treat them right. So once again, I think that today is a proving that Dan passed on a good piece of insight to me. Thank you, Dan.
Super. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.